Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
When you decide it's time to go out into the dating world, the prospects might be underwhelming.
Well, duh, there's a reason they're not taken yet.
But yeah.
Speaking of myself as well.
The volume of prospects, though, can be overwhelming.
There you go.
And that's why you have to look out. Out of however many swipes you're doing, 100, 200 a day,
whoa,
you have to start thinking, maybe I need to look for a sign in here.
A sign?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like, that shows you it's the right person.
So like the opposite of a red flag.
Right. So for a lot of people in this room, that sign might be something that says STD free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
I mean,
it's kind of picky. Kind of picky in the Tinder world. But one of our listeners, Claire, was on a dating app recently and says that she saw a sign.
Ooh.
So Claire, how are you today?
Hey guys, I'm good.
Tell us who this guy is. What's his name?
His name is Adam.
Okay, and have you been doing dating apps for a while?
Yes, okay. I've been on Tinder for a while.
Yes, I could hear the sadness in your voice just then.
What was the sign that said Adam was the one for you?
So on his bio, his birthday is the same day as Nicolas Cage. And
Crazy.
I love him. Like, I am crazy about him.
Oh, really?
Wait, you're crazy about Adam, or you actually like Nicolas Cage?
Oh, I'm crazy about Nicolas Cage.
We found the one!
Wait.
The one Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is your type.
You're talking about the same Nicolas Cage we're talking about, like the actor.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You guys don't think he's hot at all?
No. That's a no.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I mean, if you like things that come at truck stops, then maybe.
I think everybody's beautiful in their own way.
Ooh, ouch, Jeff.
But tell us a little bit more about Adam. Like, what stood out other than him having the same birthday as Nick Cage?
I mean, he's like not really my type, but you know, I decided to give him a shot because he has the same birthday as Nicolas Cage. And he's cute, but you know, his personality, I think, is just what made him so much more endearing. And, like, I was really just into him.
Okay. So, like, did you hit on him or did he hit on you? How'd you guys make the date happen?
So, when we matched, I kind of just reached out to him and was like, we should get together and grab a drink. Because, you know, I mean, it's got to work. He's the same sign as Nicolas Cage. So.
Okay. And what'd you guys do for your date?
So, we went bar hopping. And it was so much fun. He, like, knows a whole lot of these novelty shots. He was, like, feeling comfortable and just opening up and ordered a shot called the cement mixer, which sounds, crazy, but it was so good.
Dude, cement mixers are the most, they, like, curdle in your mouth and turn hard. Don't ever take one.
Yeah, novelty shot, that's what she means. It was, like, prank.
Oh, my God, that's so gross. Drink. It makes me want to gag.
It's what you buy people for the 21st.
Was that fun for you to do, like, crazy shots and stuff?
Yeah. Normally I don't take shots, but, like, he was ordering these, and I didn't want to, like, come off as a loser, so I took them. There was, like, a one that tasted like bubble gum, like, it's called the Bazooka Joe.
Uh-huh.
There was, like, one called a Crouching Tiger, which I don't even know what that is, but I was having a blast, and I thought it was so cool that he was just, like, ordering all these cool things.
That always happens when you go out to the bar. You're like, what is this? I don't know. Drink it.
Yeah, let's mix them all together.
Who cares?
If a guy's buying it, just drink it.
Exactly. Okay.
I mean, like, you say you're having a blast, but I'm assuming you're wasted by the end of this date.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So we get to the third bar, I think it was, and he gets a text from his sister who, like, wanted to join. And we were like, oh, my God, that'll be cool. That's fine. Like, have her come.
Oh, wow. So you're meeting the family on date one.
Yeah. So I thought that was really sweet. So we're all taking shots together. We're having fun. And she starts asking me questions, as, like, a sister would do.
I mean, you were cool with that? Because I actually dumped a guy once because he wanted me to meet his three sisters. And I'm like, no. Too much.
You don't get along with women?
Yeah, Brooke doesn't like the competition.
No. It was just too scary for me. Uh-huh. Like, older sisters, I am an older sister. And, like,
so you know.
Yeah. I'm like,
you're protected.
I think it's even more pressure to meet an older sister than it is to meet the family. Like, to meet the parents.
I could see that for sure.
That, actually.
But that sounds like it went pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of like a different scenario because she was already out and, you know, she texted Adam and she just kind of wanted to stop in and, come in.
So how did everything end with you and Adam and his sister?
So by the end, I think, you know, we were all just getting along. Everything was super cool and we were having so much fun, but we were all very, very drunk. I was pretty toasted.
I kind of started getting
the spins and I wasn't feeling really good. And I excused myself and I may have thrown up. I don't know.
Yeah. That's not the fireworks you want to end a date usually.
Yeah.
Did he see that?
I don't know if he saw it. I hope he didn't. I just told him I needed some fresh air.
Okay.
But, you know, towards the end, we all hugged each other goodbye. We got into our own Ubers and, you know, we went home.
Is that why you think he's not calling you back? Just because you puked? I mean, the guy's feeding you disgusting shots. What is his expectation?
Right? Girl can't hang.
I mean, I can't imagine it's just that. I mean, we were having so much fun. It's not my fault that I got sick.
Well, it's in moments like these that I always wonder, what would Nick Cage do? And I think Nick Cage would play a song, he would come back,
definitely.
And then he would call Adam for you and ask him, where's the treasure?
Yeah.
And then he'll get your second date update right after this, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we've got Claire on the phone, and Claire had quite a night.
Yes, she did.
Oh, yeah.
She went bar hopping with a guy named Adam, who she met on Tinder. They drank a bunch of novelty shots together. They were having a great time. And by the end of the evening, Adam's sister even stopped by to meet her and say hi.
Yeah.
Now, Claire, we never asked you this. Did you tell Adam the only reason you went out with him is because he shares a birthday with Nick Cage?
Oh, yeah.
Because if you did, that could be why he's avoiding you.
Dude, we never even...
I mean, I didn't tell him.
Okay, that you remember.
Yeah.
Claire was very intoxicated.
She was.
I think that there may be a lot of pieces of this night, Claire, that you're leaving out not on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember ordering like two more Crouching Tigers from the bartender. So I don't know what.
Yeah.
And it's the mixing.
That is, I mean.
Like, totally. I love shots, but
I'm guessing
always stick to one thing.
After you take a shot of Crouching Tiger, you get the Hidden Dragon.
Yes, you
That's
do.
The problem.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Because Claire did remember going and running out of the bar to relieve some nausea, possibly. She doesn't 100% remember doing it, but.
I feel like these are the biggest risk second date updates, Claire, because, I mean, you could have done something really embarrassing that we're just about to find out about. Are you okay with that?
I mean, I have to know, but I'm, like, cringing a little.
Okay.
Hey, we've heard it just all, so you're fine.
Buckle up, Claire, because it could be a rocky ride.
Here we go. I'm going to dial Adam's phone number right now. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Hello?
Hey, is this Adam?
Yep. Who is this?
Yo, Adam, what's good, brah? It's Jeffrey.
What are you doing?
You sound so uncool.
What are you talking about?
That's not your voice.
It's not how anyone talks. No one talks like that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hello, Adam, sir. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Adam, we're working on the middle ground with Jeffrey.
Sorry, man.
You guys tell me you want me to talk young.
Yeah, it doesn't work for you.
All right. Well,
okay.
Sorry about that, Adam, but...
I don't know what else is going on, but I'm about to hang up the phone.
Okay, no, please don't hang up. I apologize. Look, we're a radio show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we're doing something right now called the Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, I have not heard of this.
Okay.
Don't worry. It's not where Jeffrey tries out new slang words.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good, but... No. Whatever. All right. So the way the second date update works is if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
All right. And so recently you took out a girl who's hoping to get a hold of you and her name's Claire.
Oh, yeah. I do know Claire. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Claire told us about how you guys met, said she had a great time on your bar hopping date, and she's hoping to get some answers for why you've been ghosting her lately.
She wants to know, like, what does she want to know exactly?
She wants to know the reason that you're not getting a hold of her after your night together, because she said that she had a blast with you taking the novelty shots. She said she met your sister, I mean, she did say that she got a little bit sloppy at the end of the night, maybe.
Wasted, yeah.
But...
which sounds like it was to be expected. You were, I mean, you made her, you ordered a cement mixer for her?
You must have been wasted too.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. It was nice.
Okay.
That's all?
Yeah, I just don't think Claire and I are going to work out.
Okay. Can you explain why? Because Claire has no idea.
And she was honest. I mean, she said a lot of the night was a little hazy, so maybe something happened that she doesn't remember?
No, not really. I think the vibe wasn't right. I mean, it was good at some parts, but overall, I think it just probably wasn't for the best.
Okay.
What?
Could you be a little bit more specific, though? Because she wants to know what she did wrong. Like, was it her getting drunk? Did she say something weird in front of your sister?
To be honest, the my sister wasn't really my sister.
She's your stepsister?
What does that mean?
She was actually an ex-girlfriend of mine. What? We're still close.
Whoa! Your ex-girlfriend, you played off as your sister.
Or you dated your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we need clarity.
No, I've never dated my sister.
Good.
Okay.
All right. But this girl that you told Claire was your sister is actually an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Whoa. You know, we dated years ago. We've remained friends. She knows a lot about me. And I'm not very good at, like, the whole reading people thing. And I invite her out sometimes to basically help me out with that part of things. Like, if I'm having a good time with somebody, I'll invite her out, say, hey, what do you think? And it just wasn't a good fit. The vibes were a little off. And to be honest, my ex didn't really like Claire that much.
Wait, the vibes didn't fit according to her or according to you?
That's a good question.
I was kind of on the fence. And again, like, I'm not great, especially with alcohol involved, like reading people. And I like having a second opinion. And I trust her. It was fine, but, you know, my ex was like, this would never work.
Wait. How many times have you done this? Because you're still single. I mean, has your ex ever said, like, yeah, this is a great girl for you?
Yeah, she has. And to be honest, she's hit it out of the park. Like, that's why I trust her so much. She's a great judge of character.
How do you later explain to someone you're dating that your sister is actually your ex-girlfriend?
That's a tough pickle to get yourself in.
Yeah, usually, you know, I wait a couple months and I kind of bring it out as a joke. And it's kind of funny because we're already dating. So it's not a big deal.
Wow.
Lying to me about who my family is.
Well, I wonder how Claire feels about that. Because I need to tell you this, Adam. She's actually been on the other line listening and heard everything that you said.
Adam, what is going on?
Oh boy.
She's your ex?
Okay, this is a little weird, but yeah.
I would argue saying that your ex-girlfriend's your sister is a little weird, so.
Yeah,
what are you thinking, Claire?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't understand why.
Right.
Yeah, I know it sounds weird, but I didn't really mean for you to know about this stuff, and I am sorry, but it is something that's like, I do trust this person, and trust me, we do not want to get back together or anything. It's just more of like a third party to help me out.
Well, can you be more specific about why your ex didn't like Claire?
Like what did she say about me?
I don't know if do you really want to know this stuff?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I do.
I think you probably don't, but it's okay, Claire.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, if you want to do this. She said that you kind of talked a lot about yourself during the date, and it was kind of annoying.
Are you kidding? She was asking me all kinds of questions about myself. What am I supposed to say?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Like, I was answering the questions about me and who I am and where I'm from, like, the normal questions that you would answer about yourself. Like, I mean...
Yeah, but it was kind of a lot.
You know, though, Claire, that is actually not too bad of an insult. I mean, I think that we can all fall victim to that sometimes. Like, you're not the only person who has ever...
answered questions?
I don't know. No, I just mean, like, got caught in a one-sided conversation. Can you look back and think, like, maybe you weren't asking enough questions about them?
I mean, maybe I was, like, a little more chatty since I was drunk and just, like, you know, I guess maybe rambling on and answering about myself.
She also said that you were on your phone a lot, too. So.
What?
That's a bad look.
We were talking about like traveling and places that we've been, and I took a trip to Italy, and I was sharing those photos with you guys.
Oh yeah, you're sharing photos of your vacations.
Yeah, it's all about you again,
yeah,
huh, Claire?
It does sound. I mean, I mean, these are points that we can all learn from, right? You can grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Claire actually had a really nice time and a great vibe with you up until that point. So,
go with your gut.
Adam, I was definitely very drunk, so I feel like you didn't get enough time to, like, really get to know me without having your ex there, like, yeah, you know, asking me all these questions. And then I was nervous because here I am thinking, like, this is your sister, right? And I'm trying to make a good impression. Yeah. I'm also drunk, and I might have been talking a lot. And
it's yeah, a so, great
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
it's
just stop talking there. Just stop talking there, Claire. You have to learn. You have to learn from your past mistakes. Just shut up.
Oh, wait, are you on the phone right now? You better hang up.
You guys, stop joking with me.
Okay. Oh, Claire, I think that you bring up excellent points.
Okay.
I mean, you do.
Yeah, well, here's what I'm going to do. Adam, would you like to go out with Claire one more time without your ex?
Yeah, that should be a rule.
You said that you vibed with her before she came along. What do you think? Give her another shot. We'll pay for it.
I mean, for goodness sake, she's still interested after hearing that messed up story about the sister line.
Yeah.
I guess my ex and I did kind of set you up for disaster a little bit, and you we were asking a lot of questions and about you and your trip, and yeah, I would love to see you again.
Yeah.
All right. Claire, does that work for you?
That does. It works for me.
Why do you sound so disappointed with it? Like,
I am. I'm glad. I'm a little bit embarrassed too. So
again, we don't need to hear about your feelings anymore, Claire. Ask about our feelings.
Moving 92.5.